Blog Talk Radio.
Fight for the right. Remember 92, I reignite the static.
stand up and drink it. Me true to the game.
Life was useless like emotions of a horrible song. All I did was feed and think about the freaking next trick. Spending 80 freaking dollars every day of the week. It was ideal. Shambori. Champagne and cognac, you know, there really was no other. It made me feel better anytime and any weather. I was an angry man drunk and I didn't know no better. Yeah, I didn't mean to do it, but I still think it was suited. Yelling at my girlie like a Puerto Rican blue kid. No joda, cabrona. Esto no es broma. I'm not the same person. No sola mi persona. Means I lost track of who I was those days. But now I'm flying high cause my ramen pays like.
Because it's just awesome. But here's another song. Karen Sharon perfectly for today. And remember, 714-409-0614. Thanks again for your support. Check them out on Reverb Nation also ReverbNation.com, Dread Dave. It's awesome, 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 awesome. So if you will, and so this is music from their debut record. I mean, they're working on a second. Unbelievable, isn't it? So just amazing. But again, it's Memorial Day, and I want to go in detail and elaborate why Memorial Day is so important to me, but I felt tears about to come. You know, mixed emotions regarding Memorial Day because it's such a special, special holiday. But feel free to call in and share why it's so important to you. 714-409-0614. But just being a patriotic American myself is, you know, is just enough reason. I love patriotic holidays, and this holiday is definitely important because it's just amazing how individuals will, you know, enter armed forces. I was in ROTC. That's as far as I went in the military. But like I said, my family's filled with veterans. All my uncles, except for my, all my uncles, cousins, my brother, my late brother, he was in the military for 4 years before coming home, and then, you know, passed away in 83. I mean, I have female cousins in the service now, female cousins that just retired. My cousin Mike, whom is a financial professional in ATL. He's a product of West Point, and after graduating from West Point, he served his active duty in Korea. And so it's just amazing, you know. And then I hear people, some people that say they have no relatives and no friends in the military, but they still love, and they love their country and appreciate people, those that do join the military forces. You know, so you can be from a military family or not from a military family, or grew up a military brat or not, but still understand and appreciate those who serve our country and those whom have lost their lives, like what Memorial Day represents and the meaning of it also. So I won't go on and on, but you can call and go on and on and on. You all know, those of you that have been listening to the show since the beginning, know that I will cry. And anybody who knows me knows I cry. Happy tears, sad tears, upset tears, all kind of tears. any nice gesture, boy. You do anything kind for me. It could be just a simple gesture, something you could think twice about, that you wouldn't even think twice about, and I'll break down crying. Not break down, but, you know, I will cry because I'm so happy. But like I said, we've been reviewing Walk Off Weight, and I must extend an invitation to Michelle Stanton. And if you know Michelle Stanton personally or professionally, please tell her I've been reviewing her book. But I will contact her real soon and wish and invite her on to elaborate on writing the book and this journal, Walk Off Weight. But before going further, I want to wish, if today's your birthday, happy birthday. You know, celebrating anniversaries and especially graduating. And there are still some problems going on in some places. Congrats to the JPS graduating class of 2012. My alma mater, Callaway High, will be graduating tomorrow at 4:45. Tomorrow morning, I will share the schedule of all the JPS high schools that are class of 2012 time of graduation. Wingfield High, no, they're before Callaway, that's 3:15. But I'll share the entire schedule with you all during tomorrow's Talk Tuesday show. Again, 714-409-0614. Just see if anyone called before I get into the book. Last week I talked about the introduction of the journal, Walk Off Weight Journal. Oh, I also, I was on birthdays. I didn't get an opportunity to wish Lenny Kravitz his happy 48th birthday on air. I wished him a happy birthday on Facebook, but happy birthday, belated birthday, Mr. Lenny Kravitz. He turned 48 Saturday, and Martez Smith, the former USM football standout, and football stand out, and also graduate of USM. His birthday was yesterday. A lot of you are familiar with his work as a good student at USM, and especially as a standout football player with USM, who dreams to go into the NFL. But sadly, he and a couple of his teammates were injured at a shooting outside of a club in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, where USM, University of Southern Mississippi, is located, in the fall of 2010. And Martez remains paralyzed, but he and I and many others believe that he will once walk again. Martez did graduate. He was injured and paralyzed that fall, and he did graduate from USM that December. And I was blessed and had the opportunity to meet him, like, as soon as he had left, like, rehab, like, during the holiday season of 2010 in December. And I had the opportunity to meet him and his family in a Walmart. So so some of you might say, well, who's Martez? Because he's sitting on my Facebook page. And many of you love him and been fans of his for ages, ever since he was a standout player at Bama Jackson Academy, Mississippi. But I just wanted to wish he and his family and loved ones a happy Memorial Day, and also wishing him a happy birthday also. I'll invite him on the show also in the near future, you know, just to talk. He, of course, been an athlete himself. He is an avid sports fan, period. So need to invite him on for Sports Friday edition so we can talk all things sports, and also he can update you all of us regarding how he's doing. But he's doing great, and I'm just amazed at his attitude and his personality. You know, he's so upbeat, he's so positive, and not bitter at all. So I hope he agreed to come on the show real soon, because his vibe would just enlighten and inspire many of you. So, hello to my friend in the chat room, and so it's just amazing. That's all I just wanted to say. But I'm getting ready to get into talking about more about walk off the weight. I talked about the introduction, and then the journal goes into like a workout log, where you can. I tell you about the contract that you can keep. But then there's a walkout log, and a workout log, I mean, and you pretty much document how you feel about working out and your schedule and the duration of your workout. And then also there's my friend in the chat room says, Happy Memorial Day to everyone, and don't forget to watch a war movie. Yeah, watch a war movie. AMC. You know that it's definitely showing on war movies, and you know, then you know you have your DVD and you have your on demand channels, and whatever way you like to watch your films, like go to the movie theater and watch a war film. But I know AMC probably would be just showing war movies back to back today, and it's good also just hey, if you check out Google. Google the origin to what this Memorial Day means. I myself have posted different vids, and friends of mine have reshared vids and articles that friends have posted, and they have done the same with me. So it's just amazing. My attorney, Jay Lucas in Dallas, he posted a cool AC/DC YouTube video, and I shared it with my friends, and a military tribute, and it was just awesome. Showing the footage is just awesome. It was footage from Fox, and it's just amazing. So check out the AC/DC military tribute. You can Google it and find it on YouTube also. If you're not Facebook friends with I or Twit friends with me or Jay Lucas, because it's just amazing. Listen, I love AC/DC anyway, so just listen to AC/DC and watching this military tribute is just amazing. Gives one good chills and good vibes. But I post a lot of videos and articles regarding Memorial Day, and I will today, and I've shared my own perspective also a little, because I try not to get too emotional, because this is definitely an emotional holiday, one of the most emotional holidays in my book. But, yeah, I think that's good advice to watch a military movie or to research and try to find out a little bit more about military, and also it's good to visit certain places in your area that recognize the military and those who have lost their lives also. But then back to Walk That Way Off, there's a food log where you keep a log of your breakfast, your lunch, your snack, your dinner, and optional snacks. And then there's an area where you keep note of your daily nutrition. And then also there's a bonus tracker where you can record your things like your blood sugar and track your medications and, you know, really just document your hunger, what you hunger for and why. And also there's a part about the weekly measurements log. Oh, my God. But what's encouraging is you know that your measurements won't be the same. If you're one that's seeking to lose weight, you might be just wanting to upgrade your workout, which is that's good too. I mean, walk the weight off. It's to me, just my opinion, walk off the weight is about losing weight, but I think it's also about upgrading your look at fitness and becoming more active also, because some people need to be more disciplined when it comes to just upgrading and being focused on their fitness level and taking good care of themselves. And that's in regards to maintaining weight. And for those who I've been there too, needing to gain weight, you know, that's a task too when you want to gain weight. And like I said before, there's a personal profile, and it's called my Get Healthy Contract. And what the contract says, it says I blank, because I would say I death, to solemnly swear to make myself a priority and to follow the walk-off weight program. And then it's my goal is blank. Being overweight or out of shape makes me feel blank. You don't. You can be out of shape. You don't have to be necessarily overweight, because there are some people that are at the weight they are and at the gain weight that are out of shape. You ask them to do 10 jumping jacks and they can't. That's being out of shape if you can't do certain exercises, and especially basic exercises. I want to achieve this goal because achieving this goal means with my stronger, slimmer, fitter body, I plan to now lace up your walking shoes and get ready for a journey that's going to take you to a healthier, happier way of life. And the starting stats, you, like I said before, you record these measurements before you begin the program so you have a baseline from which to assess your progress. And seeing changes in these measurements can help you to stay motivated. If the numbers aren't improving as much as you like, this information can help you to modify the program to maximize your results. See, that's one thing that's good about documenting in a journal. And write down your date and time, and also make record of your inches and your blood work and your mile. Map out your one-mile route and also documenting your pace and exactly how exercise should have you feeling. And I'm looking at also the starting line where it's important to document what are your long-time fitness goals. I just think it's overhead of the before you start, like before week one and so on, in preparation for. And like I said, you when you do order the book, get an exercise band, and I think that's awesome. I've been working out with the exercise band also. We'll talk more about week one next week and other things, okay, and work out the lower body and core exercises and so on. And I will send Miss Michelle an invite this week, so hopefully I can she will agree to come on the show and can confirm a date in the near future, and I'll let you all know as soon as possible. So tomorrow is Talk That Tuesday, and also it's Primary Tuesday in Texas, I believe. Live streaming is stopping in about 10 seconds, But the show continues on for another 10 to 15 minutes. Those in the chat room, you can stay in the chat room. My friend in the chat room says, contracts don't seem to mean anything these days. All the corporations seem to be allowed to change the conditions of any contract they want. Oh, I hope you had fun swimming. Yeah, that's exercise. That's true. Even marriage contracts seem like they're not as important to some people as they should be, because these are agreements. Corporations or contracts with yourself, contracts should be recognized and important. But you're so right. You should be able to revise. Well, you said companies revise them when they want to. Yeah, it seems like that. But, you know, contracts can be revised. But I see what you're saying, my friend in the chat room, that even though there's a contract, it seems like if they see it fit to change it, they change it. So that's a whole other discussion that we need to talk during one of those business shows, talking about when these you mentioned corporations, talking about corporations. Definitely need to do more research regarding that also, because, you know, we see certain things on the news regarding big corporation contracts. But what I was saying is tomorrow is Primary Tuesday in Texas, so shout out to my friends who will be going to the polls in the state of Texas tomorrow. They're predicting that we'll get a good turnout in Texas. So this has been amazing. I'm doing the MSNBC now. I had to turn to Bravo TV because I think the show likes the Bethany Ever After finale, because tonight is the finale episode. Ooh, I love Bethany. But I'm excited that Million Dollar List in L.A. will be returning next week. So I have been tuned to MSNBC. Of course, Morning Joe guys are off, and Lady. But they were showing a little bit of Meet the Press from yesterday. And I missed it because I grilled yesterday before it got hot. We've been having some hot, hot, hot days in Mississippi. And I love it, though, but it's not meant for you to be out in the middle of the day in the heat. So I grilled early in the day yesterday, because yesterday it was predicted to get up to 97, but it got up to 95, and today's supposed to be a hot, hot, hot one also. So that's something. Oh, again, I want to wish my friend Perry Gorton. I shouted him out on Saturday's show, but I didn't wish him a happy birthday. Yesterday was Perry's. Those of you who love Prince and network with Perry Gorton, who lives in England, and he has, like, awesome purple parties, like boat parties and in the name of Prince and so on. And so Prince lovers all over Facebook know him well. But he's like the party man. He's a family guy, but he has parties. He throws parties, Prince parties. But yesterday was his birthday. So I just want to shout out and wish him a happy, happy birthday and send my love to him and his family. So just have fun, party man, like I know you are, the whole week, the whole month, the whole summer. So that's pretty much it. I won't go on and on because I know you're enjoying Memorial Day and recognize Memorial Day. Some of you are already out. It's been a long, fun weekend. And I know that most of you are like me, it's mixed emotions because it's a holiday to celebrate and get together with others or to talk with others that you haven't talked with in a while, if it's by phone or text messaging or whatever, but it's still about people who have lost their lives defending our country. But I just wish you the best. And shout out to also the Mark community. You all know I'm a Mark girl. And I have a beauty bash scheduled this Saturday at Samaritan's at 1038B East Woodrow Wilson this Saturday also. But shout out to the Mark girls, because a lot of Mark reps are part of military families, military wives, our husbands, or live close to military bases also. So shout out to my cohorts in the Mark community who are in the military themselves, or their spouses are, or they live close to military bases also. So just sending a special shout out to you all. And I know today we won't have our usual Monday training that more mentors and executives from New York usually share with us. because it's a holiday. But I just wanted to recognize and shout out to the Mark community and all of my on and offline fans and those of you who support the show. We're fastly approaching 64K views since the show premiered on March the 21st, 2011. Many of my friends and acquaintances and those that I network with, professionally with, have shown interest in advertising with blogtalkradio.com with Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and I thank you so much, and I look forward to you advertising with the show and with I, because this is definitely a terrific vehicle to get your products and your name and your services out. And I will provide you with more information also, and also direct you to the Blog Talk Radio advertising head honchos also that can also assist you and help you. But thank you so much, and shout out to the Blog Talk Radio community as a whole, the staffers, my fellow co-hosts and hosts, because I'm a big supporter of other shows, and the listeners, thank you. I just thank you, thank you, thank you. But I won't keep going on and on. I'll play some more Dread Days, and until tomorrow, you be good. And keep those smiles on your face, and keep your head up regardless of what you're going through. You know, we go through the ups and downs and sad times and happy times and the confusing times, but keep your head up, and don't be afraid to tell someone you really care about that you care about them and that you really like them, that you really love them. If it's true, don't be hesitant, you know. It's, you know, just or to give someone a hug or ask someone, it's all right, can I hug you? Because some people don't want you to invade their personal space at their permission. So, you know, sometimes, you ask, is it okay that I give you a hug? Or, oh, my goodness, I need a hug. I've been having a rough time. You know, really, you'd be amazed at what that does. But thank you again, and thank you for those of you who show your support and your constructive criticism and share your feedback, and those of you who have guest co-hosts with me and have appeared on the show and called the show, other than those that like to be pranksters. Okay? Well, Wednesday's going to be a fun show because Belinda Bostic of Slumber Parties by Belinda Bostic, BOSTIC.com, will return. When I told her that, okay, the topic will be about orgasms, to fake or not to fake, she definitely has a lot to share regarding that topic. And you heard her last week. She does not recommend faking because that doesn't, you know, you don't get the complete satisfaction, but parties do not. So because that is for the mature audience, mature of age, age is 18 and above. But if that is an interesting topic to you, please don't miss that show on Wednesday, and please call in. Call in, and I'll put you in the chat room, okay? Create a listener profile so you can have access to the chat room and also interact with the blogtalkradio.com community. But I thank you again, and be good, and again, happy Memorial Day. I feel like I'm missing out on telling you something else, but if so, those of you who network with me, I'll talk about it when networking, and also I'll talk about it tomorrow. So, of course, with tomorrow being like a primary Tuesday in Texas and primaries going on in a couple other states, you know, we're going to talk about what's hot in the news regarding entertainment, lifestyle, story, sports, period. And also, hey, the Celtics and the Miami Heat play today, right, their first game. Okay, this should be interesting. That's all I have to say. Okay, best wishes to both teams and the other teams also who are playing in their conferences. God bless.